Hello, everybody. I am so excited about what God is doing this week. Have you felt the acceleration? Things are moving so fast since he began to release individual mantles this past week. And he's continuing to do that this week as well. You're going to be receiving angelic assistance. Angels are going to be coming to be releasing new mantles upon your life, as well as new assignments. There's an acceleration upon your spiritual giftings, what it is that God wants you to do. You've been having doors of opportunity open up, maybe so many and so quick and rapidly that you've been feeling like, whew, you're in this whirlwind. Or if it's not opportunities that are being opened, there's a pressure that's upon you to get things done and get it done quick. This is what's happening right now here on the third week in the month of Sivan before we rotate next week and begin to step into the fourth month, the month of Tammuz. This is a time that God is establishing you. He's establishing you to manifest his kingdom in the earth. So I just want to talk to you for a few moments because I don't want you to get overwhelmed with all of the things that are pressuring you right now as God is accelerating things in the earth. Keep your eyes on the heavenly realms and where you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Keep yourself positioned in the overflow, the giving portal, from the dimensions where eternal time supersedes earth time. When God begins to accelerate things, we can begin to feel like there's just not enough time. Like no matter what, there's not enough time to get this done or this done or this done. And then he begins to show us what's getting ready to come in July, August, September, October, and it begins to get overwhelming. But here's the good news. You've got to recognize that you're not to perform during this time, but you're to release during this time. You're to allow God to establish you so that you can manifest the kingdom in the earth. So this is a week of manifesting the kingdom. How do we know that we're prepared to manifest kingdom? Only when we come under the pressure that happens when God sets us apart, anoints us, calls us. He tells us, I've got new assignments for you. I've mantled you with my covenant. You've agreed to be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Here's individual mantles that are coming. Here's expansion of your spiritual gifts. Here's opportunities for you to step into. All of that takes us to next levels. And so we need to increase our capacity so God himself can manifest through us, in us, and around us. Now, in the New Testament, that word manifest is seen many times, and it is a reflection of God's shining coming forth, him declaring who he is as he shines, as he brings forth an essence of himself in the earth. That's what manifesting means. It means that God is revealing himself in the earth realms, and God is using you to do that. He's called you apart. He's said, I've got new assignments for you. I've got new things that are coming. I'm accelerating things right now. I need you to increase your capacity for the overflow so that you can do that which I'm calling you to do. There is an incline that's getting ready to happen. God does not want you to focus on the doing, but focus on the being. Focus on being with him. How do we know how far we've come except for when we have some pressure upon us? Come on, I know that there's some pressure, but it's good pressure. It's a pressure that helps you realize that the only way you're going to manifest him in this season is if you step into the overflow, into the giving portal, and into the power and presence of the Lord in rest. It's time to rest. It's not time to work harder. It's time to rest. And as you rest, he manifests himself through you and he accomplishes that which he has called you to do. Now, in Hebrews chapter 1, I want to read this to you from the New American Standard Version, because this is actually my favorite one. You guys know I'm a KJV girl, but this particular version is really, really good. So in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, the word says that God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions, in many ways, in these last days, he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he, as in Jesus, Yeshua, is the radiance of his glory, the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of God's nature. And he, Yeshua, upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, Yeshua sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So this is telling us that Jesus is the exact representation of his Father. Now, if Jesus is the exact representation of his Father, if he is the revelation of glory in the earth that reveals the glory of the Father to those that God wants to reveal himself to or manifest himself to, then we who know Yeshua Messiah as our Lord and Savior, we're called to manifest the King in the earth today, manifest Jesus and the manifestation of the Father in the earth. But that requires us to have next level faith. Next level faith isn't revealed until there's a pressure to perform. You're not to perform in your flesh, you're to rest in who he is, so the radiance of his glory can come through and reveal who the Father is through you. So we make covenant with Jesus Christ and we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He died on the cross, he was buried, resurrected and ascended. And in Romans chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8, we understand that to be true of us. We were baptized with Christ. We were baptized into his death. We were buried and we were resurrected into union with him that we might go forth and bear fruit for the Lord. All right. You can do nothing apart from him. You must bear fruit in him as he bears fruit through you. So what does this mean? This means our job is to surrender. Surrender to what Jesus has already done and surrender our flesh, surrender our mind, our will, and our emotions to the completion, the fullness of everything that was accomplished on the cross. Jesus submitted himself to the Father. He was the exact representation of the Father. The choices he made, the decisions that he made, how he manifested in the earth who he is, but also who God is, that radiance of the light of God would be made visible. So let me just talk in practical terms. It's time for your light to shine. This is the week under the pressure. You have been given new mantles and God is continuing to release new mantles. So if you don't feel you got it last week, this week, something's getting ready to happen. But anytime God drapes us with something, our flesh wants to start doing it. And God says, no, I need you to, now that I've draped you, rest more in me where I do it through you. The enemy wants to pressure us. There's not enough time. You can't get this done. God is accelerating things too fast. He wants to apply a tremendous amount of pressure upon us to perform. And I say no in the name of Yeshua. Jesus did not perform. He was the exact representation. All you got to do is be the representation of Jesus, which is then the representation of the Father. All you have to do is release yourself to him and let the power of the Holy Spirit, the seal of the redemption, which we celebrated at the Feast of Shavuot, that connection with covenant through the power of the Holy Spirit coming on high in the upper room, or as I talked about in Exodus 19 and 20, that what happened there led us all the way to Acts chapter 1 and 2. It is the foundation of the mantle that leads us to a portal opening so individual mantles can be released, direction and guidance for that. But now your job is to throw up your hands and say, Lord, I'm not going to let the enemy rob me of my relationship with you. I'm going to rest in you while you do the work. That's what needs to happen. I need an increase in faith that you will do that, that you will reveal yourself as the exact representation of who you are through me. And so I just want to pray for you today, because it's time to release your performance, release your flesh, release the pressure, release any anxiety that you have about acceleration or about new mantles or about expansion in your giftings. And know that as Jesus was the light, he was the radiance, he was the exact representation of the Father. We're just called to be the exact representation of Him and ultimately the Father. And how do we do that? We surrender. It's time to surrender to the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to call upon that right now. And I just believe that supernaturally you're going to receive a touch from heaven that's going to help put you in the alignment, the proper alignment with God for this season. He's going to do it. He's going to do it through you. He's going to take you to those next levels. You don't have to do it. You just have to rest and He will do it. Keep your mind on Him. That's perfect peace. Those whose mind is set on Him is in perfect peace. All right. And so we want to keep our minds there. We want to keep any anxiety levels low. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things present your request to the Lord. Okay. He's going to answer. He's going to take care of this. You just need an increase in your faith capacity to handle the expansion. You've hit what's called a threshold. All thresholds require an increase of faith in order to get over. Somebody needs to high five the Lord and say, Lord, you're just testing me in the fact that my faith needs to be increased in this area. Remember, every challenge is simply just a faith challenge. It's just how much more faith do you need to get over it, to get beyond it, to move with it. And that's what we're saying today. So surrender to the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in and through you. A surrender. That's a release. That's a letting go. That's resting in faith while you trust God to do it. So Father, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for my beloved friends watching today. And I thank you that you have assigned new mantles. You've brought new angels of power and protection and revelation to them to help lead them and guide them. I thank you for the opportunities. I thank you, Lord, that you're calling for expansion and an increase in faith capacity to expand not only in the giftings, but in the environments in which you position us. Father, we stand with you today, Lord, and we confess that we get overwhelmed, that we feel anxiety when things begin to move too rapidly, or when we think we can't meet the need, it's too great. Help us, Lord, to rest in you. Show us how you want our faith increased in this time so our soul can rest, our mind can be on perfect peace in you. We thank you that we cannot bear fruit except for being with you and in you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask right now that you touch my friend. Just touch them with the power of the Holy Spirit. Just activate their faith right now. Increase them past the threshold of where they may lack faith to allow you to manifest yourself in the kingdom. Oh, Rabba Hashanah. Lord, I feel the power of your Holy Spirit right now. He just wants you to know he is increasing your faith right now. Just step into the release of the overflow. He is not asking you to go above and beyond by yourself. He's saying, I want you to rest in me. I'm going to do it. Just feel that rest right now. Just feel that joy right now. Just trust him right now. He's taking you to next level places in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, pass this on to a friend. There's an anointing on this video right now. This is crunch time, but you need not be crunched. It's crush time, but you need not be crushed. Nor perplexed, because God is teaching you to rest in the heavenly realms with him. Whew, hallelujah. Watch it happen. You're going to next levels. You need to, for the expansion that's not only happening in your soul, but all around you in Jesus' name. I want to invite you to join me for my Maximize Your Prophetic Potential course. It's also my Glory Road community, my time to get to know you. You get to know me. On Tuesday, July 9th at 10 a.m. or 6 p.m. Eastern time. So no matter wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to come on at 10 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern with me. I bring a word, a prophetic word from the Hebrew calendar to help you know what time and season it is. What are we walking in right now? And then I teach you how to live in the realms of the ascension. That's what I'm talking about right now. Come on, you need to get to those places so you can live in the overflow. It's the earth that pressures. But there is no pressure. And that is what's going to cause us to manifest light and radiance of the Father, of the Son in the earth today as his sons and daughters. That's what's needed if we want to see change. So just join me for that. Go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. There's a rotating banner. You'll see it come up where it's called Maximize Your Prophetic Potential. Click that button and put in the discount code SA1. Put that in. It'll drop the price all the way down for you so you can meet with me monthly. It's a great opportunity. Now, if you feel like you need a biblical life coach, somebody to help you get through this time, reach out to us. Again, there's a rotating banner on CandiceSmithman.com. It says, do you need a coach or would you like to be trained to be a coach? Maybe you feel like God is calling you in this time and season to be a really good discipler, to help people understand what's happening in their souls, to receive soul healing, but also the manifestation of the power of God coming through you, strategies for living. If that's who you are, if you want to go to those next levels of being a coach and ultimately training others, go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com, click on that rotating banner, need a coach, or do you want to be a coach? Or you can go straight up, straight to dreammentors.org. That's dream, DREAM MENTORS.org. It's going to take you to the same page and you'll go right there and you can begin to sign up. We've got soul transformation classes. New ones are starting in August. We have biblical life coaching classes where you can get trained as a biblical life coach. Find out what it is that God's calling you to do in this new season coming up. We want to equip you in the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get it now so you can get in alignment. Every single week, I give you this prophetic word, but if you already have my book, you're going to be able to keep up daily with prophetic revelations. They're going to keep you on track with what God is doing in the earth today, according to his word and according to the Hebrew calendar. All right, be blessed. Share this with a friend. God is manifesting his kingdom. All you have to do is surrender to the move of God in the moment. This week, it's happening in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, be blessed, and I'll see you next week.